Adventure of Sandy. Sandy's father was a humble, humorous writer who was beloved by his readers. In elementary school, Sandy reads heaps of books about sailors and was inspired by them. In secondary school, his teacher praised him as an honorable, earnest, generous and aggressive teenager. He specialized in architecture on campus. After graduation, though, his darling lover always stuck like glue to him. He compelled himself to realize his dream of exploring the South Pacific. He invested lots of emotional energy in order to possess a decent boat. Before departure, Sandy plotted the ship's course on the chart. Accompanied with warm sunshine, refreshing breeze, and jewel-like isles on the horizon, Sandy's boat drifted on the South Pacific without any restraint. Sandy laid idly on the deck, absorbed in the glorious condition. He hadn't experienced any disaster such as volcano, earthquake, but maybe he would. A US weather satellite moved with efficiency in its orbit, heading towards the South Pacific. Scanning the Earth's atmosphere for signs of changing weather, the weather facts indicated that for the influence of massive high-pressure system, a 40-knot-per-hour typhoon would rage across the South Pacific. An intense lightning flashed through the sky. Deafening thunder roared overhead. A blast wind with fierce rain whipped on the cabin window. When his boat began to sway by spray, he urged himself, "Don't worry, I'm a bold marine." A raged surge was like a steep cliff, sheer vertical. The following wave was more powerful, like a terrible, awful and mysterious ghost who wanted to swallow him. Then he found that the aluminium framework of wind-powered generator had been spoiled. He peered the outside alertly, just like awaiting some potential hazard. Suddenly a coil of rope slid in blade of turbine from deck, and what was like a bomb exploded in his mind. He was aware that he must chop off the rope swiftly. In the toolbox, only the axe, saw, hammer and a pair of scissors were available. Griping on the handle, he slammed the door behind and plunged himself into water, with the saw bonded on his wrist. In order to stop bleeding, he striped off his shirt, tore a clean rag and then wrapped his injured ankle. Spray endlessly slammed on the waterproof window, and the glasses were broken with a harsh noise. The tidy and orderly cabin altered in chaos. Water spilled over the floor. A mass of cassettes, CD discs and notebooks had been thrown out from the drawer. His recorder, wool sweater and lovely doll had been submerged in water, and his clothes were saturated. Numerous occasions he was thrown to the cabin wall and bounced back with tremendous pain. Gradually he was practically impatient to resist the furious sea. In order to get help from other ships, he fastened the loose storage battery and switched on the electric pump. With violent vibration and other variables, he couldn't get the volt of current from the digital panel. By trial and error, he concluded that all the communicating devices were useless. He obliged himself not to be scared and prayed for himself when thorough despair almost emerged in his mind. Fortunately, a pilot on a Royal Helicopter found his boat. After surveying the situation cautiously, the pilot tried to contact him through radar system. A man's voice with an English accent derived from the receiver of radio in small volume. With extreme excitement, Sandy held the microphone with shivers, exclaimed, "Lord, I appeal for your help." It's a miracle that the helicopter's crew rescued him. After undergoing the marvelous hardship, he had more determination on exploring. Recently, Sandy is accumulating funds for his next exploit, traveling across the Australian interior by bicycle.